Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Take it away, sir.
Very good. So we're back to Eternal Lies, and now we're going to start with the Bangkok scenario. And let's see if someone is so kind as to do a summary of last session, where we did a lot of talking, so I don't know if it is worth going too deep into it.
I think we decided to go to Bangkok.
Yes, the summary of last session is it was a summary, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We okay, we can do a little more formal one. There were a few things to that happened. Particularly Matt will find them important. We began hiking out of the jungle and ran into our trusty pilot Frank and another friend of Janet's named Mr. Westmore. Mr. Joseph Westmore seems rather well to do. He was a good friend of Janice for a while back and looked up to her father, which got us into this whole mess, our associations with him, our good friend as well, one way or another. And yes, he's agreed to join our hardy band. And we essentially got back to civilization there and found out that someone had busted into Frank's hotel room and been rifling through his address book there. So we warned a few people that we cared about, and then decided to compare notes and head off to the next stop that we've just talked about, Bangkok.
Why are we going to Bangkok? On holiday?
Because we have it. Because we have an exact, specific location that we've been given.
Right. We kind of drilled down.
We spent about an hour and a half arguing about which place we were going to go to.
Okay. Right.
Not trying to re-argue the question. I'm just. What's our? Why are
what
we?
What about
going?
Ethiopia?
Oh, we're right. Going. Oh, I see. Okay, so we're just going to taste some honey. Is that the? That's our purpose. There's something about a fragrant honey shop.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're just going to go do a honey tasting and then come home. Okay. Got it.
That's our direct. Yeah. I guess we could say what exactly we were doing there. That's the honey shop is the fragrant honey shop is the specific lead we have. Excuse me. And we think they're doing something to do with what's it called? Nectar. Production there.
Okay.
Yeah. They were in contact with Los Angeles. Is that right? With Trammell? Is that right? Everyone help me if I'm,
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have a, some type of password? We're supposed to ask for something at the honey shop, right? Or am I making that part up?
We do have a password. We're supposed and somewhere in the notes, but.
Mm-hmm. I guess it would.
We have to say, I have come to join the circle of excess.
There you go.
Excellent. There we go.
Did the creature in the pyramid tell us something about Bangkok, or am I making that up?
He told us how to summon him, and we all learned a spell, I think. But I think that was talked about in Slack and said you would.
Well, that was awfully polite of him.
The last bullet from Sean's awesome recap notes. In the Merida jungle, find temple, talk to Golgoroth. He'll help us with Gigangolanak once we find the body in Tibet.
Gotcha.
Oh, right, in Tibet. That's okay. So that was, part of our thought was if we went, we're going to go to Tibet next, it would be easiest to go to Thailand.
I think we have three big leads. We have Tibet. Well, four, I guess. Ethiopia, Malta, and Bangkok. And we decided Bangkok was closest, and we have a very specific lead there, so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think the reason we didn't go Ethiopia was mostly that the information and the when the professor from UCLA went there was so long ago that all the other leads were way fresher.
Right.
Fair enough.
We also had those thugs in the cars that attacked
in Savannah, early on. So
had Thai tattoos or something on them.
Yeah. So
tattoos.
Tattoos. Tattoos from Ta. This it's called Siam at this time, right? Even though it's the city is in Thailand, Bangkok. It's called Siam. Yeah. We're going there, and the area of the city is Nakhon, and within that area is a fragrant honey shop called the Fragrant Honey Shop, I think. And we're supposed to go there and give the password that Max just mentioned.
Yep. Okay.
So just to make sure, you do actually have two different clues that are taking you to Bangkok. And maybe that was lost in the notes somewhere. But basically, when you run into Trammels, not only do you have that reference to the honey shop, but also you have a physical address, Bangkok, different than the honey shop. But actually, you do not have an address for the honey shop, but you do have a physical address.
Wait, what is that? How does that work?
Or something else?
Yeah, so basically, you found the reference to the honey shop on the notes, right? And the password, you know, like show up on the honey shop and give this password. But the other thing that you found is that, I don't know if you remember, that the Trammel had some correspondence with, you know, different people that you have actually interacted with and killed, like the people in Mexico and now...
people you met and killed.
Insane. And there was another address in Bangkok, you know, that was a correspondence with someone named or address by SS. That's all you have.
Okay.
So you don't actually know where the honey shop is, right? That's what I'm trying to be clear.
It's not.
We have an address. You're saying it's not the honey shop address, even though I was pretty sure the note said that, but okay.
It's not called the honey shop.
We only based our entire trip to Bangkok off of the fact that we had an exact address.
Have an exact address. It's just not for the honey
not
shop.
Not for the honey
something
shop.
Else.
Right, we have it's, two
exactly
leaders.
Because the honey shop in Franakrom is different than the correspondence address you have on the letters, right? The letters are not located in Franakrom,
and they are letters to
SS.
Okay,
to SS or from SS?
No, just two S's.
All right, well, I say we make our way to Bangkok and split up.
Yeah, it would be rough to not do that.
Yeah, if you decide to go somewhere else, then we'll have to call it a night.
What is the thing you quoted again, Max? What do we say when we get to the honey shop?
I've come to join with the circle of excess.
See, Sean has a great memory.
No, I'm just looking it up right now.
I know.
City of excess.
So, Frank, how do we get there? I asked the pilot.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be a very long trip. Okay.
Yeah.
In the meantime, how many health points or hit points have you lost
I've been shot badly, I think, 2 times. I lost 12 total.
12? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say proper treatment, you recover one by day, you will be full hit points when you arrive to Bangkok. Okay, so.
Gotcha. That is a long trip, but yeah, in that day and age, several legs, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. You will have to stop by, rest, a few days even. Well, Frank actually fuels the tank and does some maintenance to the plane and all that. You will usually hang out very close to the hangar where he is leaving the plane in the different countries that he's visiting. So hotels and all that, very close to the hangar. And you can, in the meantime, I don't know if you remember that I told you to regain 1d6 of sanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. And today is not a lock session.
1d, is that in addition to the 1d10 that's noted in the notes?
Yeah, it's 1d10.
Oh, it's 1d10, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I was feeling,
ungenerous.
Last Monday. Not today.
Oh, sorry, I just wanted, I just wanted to make sure I didn't roll too much sand there.
And it was also, we rolled our ticks and stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
Got that.
But if you haven't, please go ahead. All right, so that's what we got. That's where we will start today. So after a while, you do after maybe 2-3 weeks, you will arrive to Siam, which is now Thailand, you have noted before. And basically, as you're approaching the place, you see that basically a lot of mountains, especially in the north. You do know that there's a river that actually flows through the city of Bangkok into the bay. And you can see that as you're approaching the airport. At the time when you are flying to Bangkok, it is very dry and very hot. During these months, that's the weather. Now you will say that based on maybe some information that you have been able to gather before flying there, in the 1930s when you were flying to, there could be around 13 million inhabitants, and the place is about the size of California.
No way we're going to kill them all.
The other thing that you know about Siam is that it used to be an absolute monarchy for centuries. But just a few years ago, around 1932, legislative assembly was formed. There was a revolution. It was a bloodless one. And after that, the assembly shares power with the Siamese king in a constitutional monarchy. So that's the state of things at this point. You do know that you will have to find someone that actually speaks the language. Speak Siamese, because English and French, even though you may find some people that speak it, they are not very popular yet.
Do you think we could maybe telegram ahead during one of our many stops? Mr. Winston is a man of means. Perhaps he could have some contact some travel agent or something like that when you go abroad. Would that be possible ahead of time?
You mean Janet?
Well, Janet, but also Mr. Westmore. I'm sorry.
Oh, Westmore. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible. I guess I could try to do that before we leave the U.S. and telegraph us ahead or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, we're going to be, you know, island hopping and then, you know, kind of it's going to take us a while to get over there. So one of these stops, you know, sometimes we have to – we've already said we're going to overnight in hotels and stuff like that. Someone somewhere would have some type of telegraph or something to make arrangements maybe. Just a suggestion. I don't know that, you know, any of us would have any real contacts there. I could be wrong.
No, that's fine. You do actually find let's say that Mr. Westmore has a contact there that recommends someone named Manit that is going to be waiting for you at the airport when you arrive.
Okay.
Okay, so at some point during the morning after, you know, you have some rest as you were flying in, you wake up and you see that, you know, as you approach Siam, a lot of mountains, looks very green from above. And as soon as you're getting closer to the airport, then you start seeing kind of the city blooming ahead of you. And you arrive to the airport where Manit is actually waiting for you with some officials. Customs officials are waiting there as you arrive. And Mr. Frank Cairns lands the plane.
Oh, this is amazing.
What's that?
Everything. People, the city, the...
Oh, goody.
I've certainly customs never been this far on a book tour before.
Well, and I've never been to jail here either, so...
That's probably for the best.
Well, we'll see if I can keep that streak going.
Yeah.
Nobody has contraband, right? Looks like there's some customs officials waiting for us.
Who? What would be contraband?
I guess we don't really know at this point for Siam, right?
I mean,
we have a whole bunch of guns.
Right.
Hopefully they're cool with that. Oh, yes, but we also have money to bribe them with. Yes.
How about, like, objects? We've got that weird stone thing from Savannah. That's going to look like it might be valuable. I don't think that's illegal or anything, though.
Is there a hiding place on the plane, Frank?
Yes.
Could be.
You know what I haven't used for a while? I haven't used my drug dealing skill for a while.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Yeah.
I thought you were avenging drug dealers, not, you know, trying to get back money you lost.
Would you say that's a talent that you have?
No. It's just a skill. It's not very high, but I feel like it would help me find a suitable place on the airplane for stashing things.
Innocent Maria.
I got a hard success on that.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Like, you could have worked out with Frank some sort of double floor or something like that to put there the guns and whatever else you want. If you don't want to register, you know, when you enter Siam, that you have the guns and all that. But up to you. Anyways, the officials come to you with Manny, who is very excited to meet you. Oh, yes, Magnus called me and told me you were coming, Mr. Westmore? Is that you?
That's right.
A pleasure. So, yeah, he told me you were coming with a few friends. Nice to meet you all.
Yes, here they are.
To meet you too.
So the officials just want to know what your business is here in Siam, and how long are you going to stay? You need to fill out some papers. I already started working on them, but you will have to sign here and here.
Certainly. Well, we're doing some research for my friend's book here, and the rest of us are on vacation.
Oh, very good. So it's more like tourism. Very good. Yes, it's getting very
effective. Yes, and I was wondering. I was looking. I heard there was some hunting here. It's. Am I right? Have I heard correct?
Well, there are all sort of activities. I'm pretty sure, like after you get some rest, we can discuss in detail what you want to do here, and I will help you to get. Any tours you want.
Oh, very well, because I brought my own guns, so I hope that's not a problem.
Oh, let me talk about that with the officers here. And there's a change, and then he comes to you, Mr. Elliot, and he says, they say that should be okay as long as you pay the fee.
And that fee is?
Like for you, when he translates to dollars, it's like $100.
$100?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, that's more.
He looks confused when he sees bold reactions.
Well, I mean, $100 is a lot.
My friend here, yes, but this is a sponsored trip. Don't worry about it, Elliot.
Pay the men, Westmore.
Okay, so after that, he asks you to sign up the papers, and the custom officials come and shake your hands and say a few things in Siam that you Siamese that you don't understand, and then they walk away, leaving you there at the hangar. To your own devices.
Just to be clear, I sign with my left hand, even though I'm right-handed.
Okay.
Nice.
Especially since you don't know what you're signing, right?
There you go.
Mr. Westmore, I'm not entirely sure if Mr. Elliot sees you as a patron or a butler.
Well, I don't know why he'd be confused, but...
I'm not confused. I don't know why anyone would think I'm confused. I am an investigator.
Definitely butler.
But, no, he's the money man. Obviously, he carries himself with an air of dignity that people seem to like.
The rest of us don't.
So, well, no, people seem to like, so we'll let him deal with people. The money certainly helps.
Now, Manit, as we are new in town, new to this part of the world, in fact, what can you tell us about the local lay of the land? Anything we should be careful of here? Mm. We are just Americans, after all.
Yes, I of course we're not going to go to the dangerous neighborhoods. And I will make sure that every tour you want to take, will take, you know, a very, highly qualified, guide and that we are safe. Not a lot to worry about here. You know, I will say it's, very safe, you know, as long as you stay with me and, yeah. Yeah, don't you worry about that, Mr. Westmore.
When I told my publisher I was coming, she mentioned that perhaps we should stay in the Fra Necron neighborhood. Do you think there's a good hotel we can find in that part of the city, Minute?
Hmm. That's not a very touristy part of the... town.
Well, you have to understand that my friend here is trying to get an authentic flavor, and so we may be interested in visiting some parts of town that normal tourists wouldn't normally go to. We can handle ourselves, and I'm sure with your guidance,
Quite so.
We will be just fine.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that, so I will have to try to find a good hotel nearby. But sure, yeah, we can do that. Whatever you guys want. Okay. So, I rent only one car, though, and I see that there are too many of you. Let me arrange for the second car. I apologize for that, Mr. Westmore.
Oh, it's all right. Tell us about this Necron neighborhood, this area of town. What kind of is it? Is it a residential? Is it industry?
Yeah, more like industry. Like, if you want to do some research about your book, Miss, I believe that's a good place to start. That's going to give you the local color of Bangkok.
We certainly don't need to stay there. It's just a place that we definitely want to visit.
Oh, yes. Like, you're not the first ones. A lot of people come here and like to visit that area. I'll say that many foreigners will come here and rent places around in that neighborhood, and that should be fine. Don't you worry. We'll find you a nice place for you to stay, and we'll take you to wherever you want to go. I'll go with you. It should be fine.
All right, then.
I failed my psychology role on
this. I was just about to say that. I'd like to do one.
Just let me know if someone passes.
Yeah, that would be more interesting.
Normal success.
I don't know why you're so worried. This man is wonderful.
Father, you do notice that he is hesitant of taking you to that place. Maybe it is not as safe as he is saying it is, but if that's what you're paying for, that's where he's gonna take you. Like, he hesitates when you especially name it at first, then he kind of considered it, and then he said that he was gonna take you there. And then,
are you sure this neighborhood is safe? You seem a little... Are there any particular concerns you have about it? It's okay to share them. Feel free.
It's because we'll find a lot of people from, different social classes there. And some people with less resources may be more dangerous, but I believe that as long as you stay with me and we're driving, I will take you to some safe places that I know of, and we should be fine. Like, as I said, that was not going to be my first recommendation, of course. I was going to recommend another hotel where most Europeans and Americans stay when they come here. But if you want to go and visit, those places are more like for locals, we can go there as well. Don't you worry.
I would also like to stop in and pay my respects to the vicar at some point.
Okay.
I did the research. There is no bishop in Thailand until 1965, but there is a vicarate here. So.
Okay.
I would like to visit him. I will share that.
So, is that a stop on the way to the hotel?
No. And no need to trouble the others.
Okay. Well, we can go now. I'll just get the car and we should be able to leave. You will notice that there are not a lot of people driving. So we're going to be kind of the exception. So don't you get surprised if some kids follow us on the street or something like that. It's pretty normal, okay?
Sure.
All right. So he...
Yeah, don't... It's normal to be followed. Don't worry about it.
After a while, you see him driving another car and he parks the two cars, right in front of the hangar where you're staying, where you're just landed. And up to you guys, where do you want to go? So a hotel near that place where the honey shop is.
Do we want to stay in that neighborhood or just go visit it? We could potentially draw unwanted attention if we stayed there.
It would seem to be out of the ordinary for foreigners to do so. Best not to draw attention to ourselves, perhaps. I'm sure we will do enough of that on our own.
So you just want to stay in whatever touristy part that Manet suggests, and then he can take us out where we tell him to take us the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
So, okay. Yes, Manet, upon reconsideration, why don't you just arrange a decent hotel for us? Doesn't have to be top of the line. We're here roughing it a bit.
Oh, okay. Don't you worry. I have done that already. So just follow me. I will drive one of the cars. Who wants to drive the other one? He hands out the keys to whoever wants to take them.
I'll drive. I can drive.
Okay. So what's more? All right. So, you drive around the city, leaving the hangars, leaving the all the noise of the planes behind, and you start getting into the city, very crowded in some parts. Looking through windows, you do notice that some people actually wear more like European clothes, but it's kind of a mix. Not everyone does. Some are more like working class clothes, and it's a mix. You start driving back to the hotel. For you guys, it's nice. It's very different than what you're used to. But eventually, yeah, you get to the hotel. You get to the hotel. They have do you want to rent separate rooms, or how do you want to manage that?
Well, I think us girls will all stay in the same room.
Yes, I should have something with three beds.
That can be arranged, sure.
I'll take my own room.
Sucker.
Father?
Of course.
Okay.
I promise to keep my swearing at a minimum. Or at least try.
Well, we can catch up on your confession, Mr. Elliot. You have been rather lax about that lately.
Well, you've been present for the things I would have needed to confess of. So.
Or told me to do them.
Or instructed me in a roundabout way that they were sanctioned.
It does not, unfortunately, necessitate the need for confession.
Very well. So, But first, Elliot's going to go hang out in the bar, see if there's any suspicious types hanging around, and also just drink.
You can drink whatever you want. And then at the hotel, you see a lot of people you see Europeans and some other Americans. It's a place where you feel comfortable, let's say. Although you get the look here and there.
That's right. I mean, wait, what kind of look? Go ahead. I'm done.
Was there sort of street food available, or are we too touristy?
Well, when you are at the hotel, everyone is dressed just like you. Okay.
But as we came in, like a block or two around the hotel.
As I said, there is a mix. Like some people use more European type clothes, you know, that you can easily pass as Europeans. Well, some of you at least. And the others are more like local clothing. It is, especially around this hotel, like, it's not like someone is going to say, that you look out of place. Like, if you start going, you know, as you notice you were coming here, in some places, obviously you will stand out, right?
Sure.
You don't look like Chinese people at all.
But is there sort of street food available, or is it all restaurant-y stuff? Or like, what's the neighborhood like in terms of what's out in the streets?
There's also mix. You can see restaurants, cafes in these same streets. But here and there you'll see some food that is being sold in the corners as well.
Okay.
Local food.
Steamy, I think that's what Maria will go look for in a sign language.
Okay. Yeah, you can see when you get there, unless you want to do something specific. The transaction is going to go smoothly in the sense that, you know, the guy that is selling local food actually knows a few words in English, at least, you know, how much the food costs and what do you want. But when he tries to describe what's in the, what is it that you are buying, you don't understand.
Perfect.
So it's kind of a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the others? Any specific thing you want to do?
Yes, I'm going to go visit the local vicar, pay my respects.
Okay. Are you going to take the translator with you, or are you just going to go with the map?
I'm just going to go with the map.
Okay. You will find it at some point. Just make a log roll.
Yep. Hard success.
Very good. So, yeah, you follow the map slowly, but you get there.
Yeah, I'm just going to introduce myself, say hello. I'm not, you know, going to like share all the details. Just, I'm in town for a few days. Just wanted to pay my respects.
Okay. If you need, you know, you are told that if there is anything you need, just to let them know. The guy actually doesn't speak English, but what other language do you speak, Jim? What other languages?
Latin and Aramaic.
No, that's not going to work.
Latin should be okay.
Let's say that a broken English is good for you to communicate.
I speak a little French.
I lose some respect for the Siamese vicar if he doesn't know his Latin.
Well, he will respond, but you know, he will speak, but obviously he's not as versed as you are in Latin.
We'll muddle through. Thanks. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just...
Although he's excited to have you, Jim, and so he looks very willing to help in case that you need it.
Well, that's good. Hopefully, okay. We don't need it.
Very good. So after a while, the father goes back to the hotel.
Yep.
Anyone else?
I think Dorothy's just gonna maybe spend go down with Elliot and kind of keep an eye on him. She's a little worried about him since the jungle. She's not a teetotaler, but he seems to be drinking a lot. Just give him some company.
And I'm just going to play the wealthy socialite who hangs out at the hotel, in the restaurant or the bar, and maybe gets the local tourist level gossip from the other tourists.
Okay.
But I'm not really looking for anything specific. I just want to see if there's anything of interest that pops up.
Okay.
Elliot's just getting drunk and trying to have a good time.
Okay. Just both of you make a luck roll.
Both being...
the three of you, actually. Westmore, Dorothy, and Elliot.
Hard success for Westmore.
It's normal for Maria. Or Dorothy, sorry.
Okay.
And I failed by 8.
Sorry, Edwin.
It's all right.
Okay.
As long as you succeed, I don't mind if you roll for me.
Okay. So, yeah, you spend some time there drinking and you get to know some people. They're here just to... Because looks like the place is in a transition state and things are interesting from the investment point of view and from the tourism point of view as well. Very good. So I guess you spend today doing that, getting some rest. And just let me know what you want to do in the morning.
So one thing is I am going to take some time in the hotel room to write some letters to people, letting them know sort of what's happening and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who are you writing to?
I'm writing to my parole officer, which seems a little weird given I'm way off patrol. And then I'm also writing to Charlie, my mentor / former boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Very well. So guys, what do you want to do next morning?
You mean advance the plot?
No, I'm
not
really.
We want to go to that neighborhood. The neighborhood, and maybe look for a honey shop there.
Yeah, how big is – it's a huge, huge city. You said like 13 million people. How big is that area? Is it just a small neighborhood, a few streets, or is it going to be really difficult?
Just send you a picture of the general look of the streets without the elephants, of course.
Oh, nice.
Maria was about to be very excited at the elephants.
Yeah, you do see kind of, especially the policemen in, not every policeman, but you will find a few of them as you are traveling, of course.
Riding elephants?
Yeah. Especially... You know, whenever you see someone like that, looks like he's a king guard. He's not part of the bureaucracy that is being put in place recently.
But it's whole new of a beat cop, right?
It's like a transition, as I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Whole new level of respect for the police.
Can you imagine a chase on one of those things?
You know, we might have to make one of those happen, actually.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, also I wanted you to get a clear picture of how people are dressed. As you can see, it's not very, nothing exotic, but not European style or American style kind of clothing. Although, as I mentioned, there's a mix. You will find some people that are starting to dress as Europeans do. Mm-hmm. But other than that, more local flavor. Very good. So you want to go around the district? Yeah, it's a big district. It's not a small town or anything like that.
I have an idea. The address that we have, I'll ask Manit. Is this in that same neighborhood, the Fra Necron?
He looks at the address and says, "Oh no, that's on the that's more like high class neighborhood."
Oh, you don't say.
Yes. Do you have a friend living here?
It's kind of a friend of a friend. I was told to maybe, you know, go and look them up if I have time. We'll see about that. I have my work to do and kind of the air to take. Possibly we'll go by and check on them later. Can you give me an idea of where it is, though? Is it far away from from where we're going otherwise?
Well, yeah, it's away from the district you're looking for, but it's not very far from here. Let me point it to you here.
Yes, on the map there.
He grabs the map and then he will circle an area. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that address should be here. And he puts an X close by a street.
Perfect. Thank you.
Matches the one on the address was given to you.
Thank you. As I say, we'll see how time permits. It, you know, it would be an acquaintance of acquaintance. I'm not sure how it would be received or if I have the time for that anyway. But thank you. Thank you, Manny.
Well, the good thing is that most people there is going to speak English.
Maybe we should split up and go. Dorothy, I'd be happy to help you find your friend.
Yeah, and if Mr. Westmore and the father want to, we can go slum it.
Very I would well. Be happy to help the local vicar bring the word of God to these people.
Girl power again.
Well, Maria can do what she wishes. Maria, did you want to come with us? Or go with us?
Yes.
We shouldn't assume.
No, it's your pleasure.
This is the 1910s. That's crazy.
I was thinking I would go with the father.
Even a woman shouldn't tell a woman what to do.
Oh. She has well, then, Mr. Westmore should come with you to the more
posh neighborhood. Yes,
higher class meeting.
You could help us with etiquette. Come, Joseph.
Westmore seems to be, having a hangover or something. He's very quiet. Okay, so how do you want to split the party?
Well, I'm going to go to that address.
Yep.
Yeah, who's going
I
with
think
you?
It's going to be Dorothy? King. It's going to be King, Aster, and Westmore.
Okay.
And then the father,
Maria,
Elliot, and Maria.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so.
Do you guys hear Matt?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So, let's
go. Did you hear the plan there, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go with the ones that are going to the district first. So to Pranacron district. Very good. So what exactly do you guys want to do? So you can take one car.
I want to go and look around or ask around for a honey shop.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the only lead we have here as a type of business would be a honey shop.
Okay.
I could keep my eyes open for street side drug dealing type things as we get into the district to sort of see if I see the little signs of lookouts and people with little back corner places and
runners.
Yeah.
Okay. Make you make your drug dealing roll, Maria.
Nope.
And you can also make a party lock roll.
All right. So I'm at 59.
88.
Max?
Yeah.
Why do you even ask? It's always going to be me. I'm at 41. Oh, and I got a 02!
That's pretty awesome.
Mm.
Well, at least it was for the group, for the greater good. We'll see what happens when I need one next time.
So you start driving, and you have the guide with you, right? Are you with Manit?
I think so.
Are you driving with Manit or?
Yes.
Yeah.
They speak English
we have
where
to.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he starts. Keep the windows closed, please. As he starts driving around, and he starts driving, looking for that place that you want to visit, a honey shop. He stops by a different store. Clearly, you know, is you enter and it's not a honey shop. But they sell a lot of different touristy stuff. If you guys want to buy, he asks you, you know, this is not exactly a honey shop, but they do sell honey. So
maybe it's a bad translation, but we are looking for the honey shop.
Or particularly fragrant honey that was suggested to us.
Oh, fragrant. And he then asked the shop owner, and there is an exchange. And he says, she says it's like maybe 5 blocks from here. Let's go. I'll drive you there.
Huh.
Very and well. You can all thank Mr. Elliot for that lock roll.
We will.
And after some driving around, and yes, you can see, make a spot here in rolls.
48.
Extreme
that
success.
Is a normal success. Oh, better. Good.
Well, you
regular.
Do know.
Regular, yeah.
Regular, yes. Okay. Well, you do notice you're driving around. So clearly, this is a working class district. And people are staring at you as you're driving down the streets. Some people wave at you, especially children.
I wave back.
And after a while, you do arrive to the honey shop. And yeah, it says fragrant on top of the door. Fragrant honey shop.
Cool.
Looks like a small shop, you know, windows on both sides. The door is always open, so there's kind of some clothing hanging from the top. You can pass through And yeah, it's actually a honey shop. You can see all sort of essence of honey and different bottles and whatnot.
Go in.
Yeah, hey. Let's check it out.
Should we all go in, or perhaps only not one of us should go in?
Why don't Maria and I go in and you keep a lookout? Or if you would rather, you and Maria can go in and I'll keep a lookout.
Whatever you think is best, Mr. Elliot. This is...
Why don't you and Maria go in and I'll keep watch with Manit out here. Oh, no, you need Manit with you because he has to translate.
Does he? Are we sure of that?
I don't know that he needs to translate necessarily.
I think our phrase is... Well, let us see what happens. We can always come back out. Perhaps best to leave the translator out here for the moment. Yeah, okay. Unless he knows, perhaps the better. Unless we absolutely
need
him.
He and I will watch the door.
We go
very
in.
Very good. So both of you go in, and there's an old lady. And says a few things in Siamese. And maybe welcome. You're not sure. And she kind of greets you there. You know, she looks happy to have you. Waves her hands, you know, to the different shelves on the walls with the different bottle sizes.
Good day, madam. And, do you speak English by chance?
No English. Shakes her head.
English. Well, that is... terribly unfortunate.
She ignores what you're saying and grabs a bottle. Here. Bye.
I will take the bottle from her.
Okay.
And see if I can pop open the lid and to smell.
Oh yeah. Smells delicious.
Does it smell like honey?
Honey. Hmm. That familiar scent.
So looking around the shop, what do we see? Is it just like jars and jars of honey, or is there some other stuff on the walls? Or does she have...
By products, I will say, you know.
Wax and...
Yeah, and pollen. You can find all of them have little bees drawings on the labels. And yeah, looks legit.
And did we get the sense that there's a is there a back, you know, a curtain behind her or something like that that would lead to another room, or is it the whole place?
No, there is actually another door. Maybe, you know, leaves to the storage of the store, something like that. You wouldn't know, but right now it is closed.
Right.
I will say just slightly too loudly. You know, like trying to make sure my voice carries into the back, but, you know, not yelling or anything. Well, that is unfortunate that you do not speak English. I was informed that this would be the place to come join with the Circle of Excess.
She squints her eyes and kind of signals with her hand to wait here. And after a while, she goes into the, you know, opens the door, closes the door behind her. You're alone in the store for maybe half a minute, and then she comes back, and then she pretty much ignores you for the rest of your stay. After half a minute, maybe, a young man comes through the door. Looks at you,
I look back.
And says, and says, Rogue Knight, come back tomorrow night. He looks at you. Make a spell healing roll.
No.
Yep. I think that's even a hard success, maybe. Yeah, hard success.
He's wearing several keys. You know, like a huge keychain with several keys, very quite big actually. Like look more like skeleton keys. All skeleton keys. And he make a psychology roll as well. Both of them.
No, not quite.
Yeah, I'll spend 2 points of luck to make that a normal success.
Cool.
Okay. Father, you do notice that he looks surprised. He was coming through the door, you know, and then he stops and looks at both of you, not only you, Father, looks at both of you and kind of taken by surprise, maybe. And then he hesitates and then says, yes, not tonight. Back tomorrow.
I will get that annoyed look and say, I told you it wasn't tonight. We must have gotten our town out of all this travel. And come on.
Well, this is rather annoying. Tomorrow night, you say?
Yes, tomorrow.
Well, which is it? Tomorrow or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
See that it is. I do not want to have to come back here a third time. And I will storm out.
He kind of just goes back into the through the door and closes the door behind you. Neither. Do you want to buy some honey?
I would like to buy some honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I said, the old lady was already ignoring you, but when you call her attention and ask for one of the bottles, I guess, is that what you want?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. She happily gives you the bottle and expects some payment in return.
I will pay her in return.
Very good. She looks satisfied and says a few things, bows with her head, and that's it.
Cool. I will thank her.
So,
well, Mr. Elliot, we seem to have made contact. We need to come back tomorrow night. If we want to follow the expected protocol, we want to come back tonight if we want to follow our usual protocol.
Yeah.
But this is the right place.
For a man of the cloth, you sure do think like a detective.
Perhaps you are rubbing off on me, Mr. Elliot.
Well, I guess that's something else I'll have to confess for. Cool. Well, I say we head back and wait for the others. See what they want to do tonight.
And the question is whether it is better at this point to follow the expected route. There may be nothing here tonight, and we simply alert them, or if we do not come tonight, they may have cleared out by tomorrow. One never knows.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it's
on whether it's people that we're trying to see or things. But boy, would it be nice not to run into another one of those awful creatures.
Yeah. You know,
if we can somehow deal with this before we had to deal with one of those creatures instead of after. That would be better.
As soon as you get in the car, the three of you can make it spot here and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. See who's following us. Hey, that's a pass.
Yep, normal success.
That is not a pass.
Really, Mr. Elliot, I thought you were supposed to be good at this sort of thing.
Well, I can't be good all the time.
There are a couple of guys outside the honey shop, and they are just looking at you with a lot of curiosity.
I will wave at them. Wave and smile.
they smile back, and they both give you the thumbs up.
Well, that's
very good.
Good. I don't. Is that the word?
I will give them a thumbs up in return.
Okay. Very good. Anything else before we go with the other investigators?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. I mean, I think we should come up with some other errands that seem also kind of weird. Just so that this doesn't stand out in Matthew's mind quite so much, but we can just sort of do that.
What goes well with honey?
Right,
tea?
Yeah.
Fruit, tea?
Maybe some tea. Some kind of clothing would be good, to find some clothing of some sort.
Yeah, so maybe we lead him on kind of like a souvenir trek.
Yeah, what's it called? A scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Okay, so cool. You will buy some clothing?
Clothing, some other kind of food and snacks and whatnot, and then I say we head back to the hotel.
Very good.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, are you buying clothes for you only or for everyone?
Well, I say Maria should pick out some things for the other girls since they're not shopping. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I don't know if I could shop for Matt's character. I don't have the budget for it. Mr. Westmore seems like he has good taste.
Well, that's about right.
Say that there's no mustard stains on his tie.
All right, so as you're driving back to the hotel, let's see what the others are doing. So who's driving? Let's start with that.
I'm driving.
Make a luck roll.
Luck roll. All right. I rolled 100. That's a critical failure.
Make a 1d4.
That is amazing.
A 1d4.
I hope he runs into four elephants.
He runs into exactly what Randall wants and exactly what we didn't want.
I rolled a 4 on the d4.
So this is what happens. You start going to that place.
The address that we
the address, yes. And you are trying to follow the map, Mr. Westmore. But you get lost. And of course you ask around, and all you get in return are like people shaking their heads and ignoring you, and at some point you find someone very friendly.
The worst thing. Hello, sir. Can you help us? Do you speak English, or perhaps parlez-vous français? Or I try a little Chinese.
English.
We seem to be a bit lost. We've been driving in circles for hours. We're looking for this address here. Do you see it on this paper?
He looks at the map. And then he says, well, he says a few things not in English, and tries to open the door of the car and wait for you to confirm.
Yeah, at this point I'm super flustered, and so I motion him to get in.
Okay.
What? Okay, go ahead. I'm now reaching into my purse and pulling out my gun. I mean, not in an overt way, but just getting ready.
He pulls down the window, and he's kind of looking as you're driving. He says, here, and you know, you makes you to take a right, and then after a few blocks, he tells you to make a left, and after some 5 minutes of that, you are pretty sure you are not in a high-end neighborhood.
Could we maybe make some kind of navigate or roll to see if we can figure out where we are on the map?
Nope.
Okay.
You're not getting any
help
on this.
We're along for the ride. Yep, that makes sense.
So where is he sitting in relation to us?
You two are in the back seat, right?
I have no idea.
Seat.
He's probably in shotgun, and the girls have their hands in their purses in the back seat.
Yeah, my hand isn't in my purse. I mean, so we were told we were going to an upscale neighborhood.
Yes.
I click my gun noticeably and say, let's try again. Do you like a persuade, intimidate?
Yeah, intimidate. Will work.
I only have 15 in that, but I have 99 luck, so I think. That's a lot of luck to blow in one thing.
you can thank Matt.
It's worth it.
I
punch back next time.
He can decide I'm bluffing until I actually shoot and kill him. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that scenario.
Okay.
Is he taking us somewhere, or is he just like having us drive around?
No, it looks like you are actually, on another neighborhood. Just doesn't look like.
So how far is it? How far is it? How much longer?
And he looks at at Cora, looks at you, doesn't say anything.
Can I look back and see if we're being tailed?
Sure. Make a spot here and roll.
Spot. It's some kind of success, a hard success.
Yeah, you don't look like it doesn't look like someone's following you.
So he hasn't set us up exactly.
Mr. Westmore, please don't stop driving no matter what he says. Keep this car in motion.
I was about to pull over.
Of course you were, because you rolled 100, and I'm telling you, with my gun cocked, please don't stop the car.
Actually, he signals you to stop the car, Westmore.
I look at him as I keep driving. I look at him and say, where is it?
He points excitedly at some corner. There seems to be some sort of shop there. There are some, maybe 6 or 7 other young men outside smoking.
Are they rough looking?
Make a psychology roll.
Can I tell what kind of shop it is? If I roll 100,
do they sell honey?
So I failed my psychology role.
Do they have tattoos?
Listen, Mr. Westmore, like for you, everyone looks shady, right?
Yeah,
around here.
Probably true,
except for Dorothy.
Miss King, look, he says it's right here.
I'm sorry, you're new to this. You haven't been shot at yet. Keep driving. Try to get back to where we were before.
I tell our spontaneous guide the name of the hotel we're staying at and say, let's go into the hotels. Where's the hotel?
Westmore.
And I keep...
He pulls out his head and yells at the people at the corner something and waves and asking you to stop, like, stop here.
I shake my head. The car is rolling slowly, and I shake my head and say the name of the hotel.
You can see that some of the men on that corner start walking towards the car, but as you speed out, they just stay there. And one of them raises both his hands like, "What? What happened?"
All right.
And then he, you know, the guy tries to tell you, no, go back.
That's not the hotel. Where's the hotel? Where's the hotel?
I don't know hotel. I don't know hotel.
Once we are sufficiently away from that corner, I'll slow down enough for him to get out of the car. And I'll look for an empty street corner. In a town with 13 million people.
there are no like empty streets or empty corners, but at least not people waiting for you at the corner. Just people walking by, and you can stop at some place. And he hesitates. He insists to go back.
I thank him for his assistance and insist that he get out of the car.
He's shaking his head and his hand is wide open in front of you and says, pay them. no free.
In consternation, I hand him a dollar's worth of local currency.
Okay, that's what you do, and he shakes his hand in disappointment, and he throws the door of the car, and what do you want to do?
Drive out of here. Actually, yeah. So, I mean, have we ever seen any traffic policemen or anything like that in our wanderings?
Not in this area, no. So, because of that four... takes you some 4 hours maybe to get back to a place you can locate on the map.
Just what I was starting to like, Mr. Westmore.
Okay. Well, I guess that's what we do this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, luckily you started in the morning, so you got plenty of time.
So eventually,
let's be thankful. It's a Matt character that didn't die, so that's good.
That's true. That's excellent. He did well today.
If we can find a Western looking hotel or restaurant, or if we happen to come across a police station on the way back, that's what I would be looking for, to stop and ask someone for better directions.
Yeah, you can basically what you find is a landmark, right? You find on the map where it says very clearly the name of the town hall, for instance. And you, at some point after, 3.5 hours, 4 hours of driving around, you run into it. And then from here, you can go back to where you wanted to go.
Originally, or back
to the hotel, up to you.
No, we want to go to the address.
Okay. So, yeah. How happy are you girls in the bank?
Thank God we found that temple.
Yeah, now this looks better. The streets are... cobblestone, but the neighborhood looks nicer, less people around walking in the streets, better houses, still some dogs barking in the neighborhood. But and you're pretty sure that you at some point, you know, you can get to the place where Manid flagged for you in the map.
Are there indeed Westerners walking around right now?
You know, on the way here, you saw a couple, yes. A couple walking down the street, looking happy, hand by hand. Maybe Europeans, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit less crowded and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Does it look like a residential area or...
Yes, it is a residential area for sure.
Hmm.
And you see also some locals, but they are wearing more European clothing or more formal clothing. Not what you saw the people on that corner, you know.
You know what I would like? Wearing. You know what I would really like would be to be, if this was America, I would hope there would be like a newspaper stand or something somewhere on a corner, something that's like set up. Like on the street that I can say, you know, like, excuse me, sir, ma'am, who lives in that house over there? That's quite nice. Is there something like that? Some type of vendor that seems to set up there all the time or?
In this area, you can find a couple of cafes in the street, you know, where you can even have some. Local food. It looks very, maybe one that looks very Italian, and the other looks more, both of them, I will say, look kind of Italian. They have that kind of Italian air, you know, and they say cafe, and there are some, there's a board outside. With some prices and different, you know, cappuccino, espresso.
Mm-hmm. Do we actually find the address? I'm sorry, I guess I lost it. I know we're in the right neighborhood that was circled. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay. And it looks like a residence?
It is a residence.
Okay. So... Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of food would make things feel a little bit better at this point. Perhaps we can sit here and maybe talk to one of the wait staff or something and just have a little conversation. Does that sound like a good idea?
About that address?
Well, just kind of about the local kind of area and, you know, I don't know. These
sure.
Are they large houses and things like that?
Yes, there's a mix. But yes, for sure, some large houses here and there.
Yeah, so we can. I have done this before, and in researching other books, it's you know, this many of the nicer houses in the nicer neighborhood. You know, they'll either be sort of locals to frequent a restaurant, or you can say, "Oh, that looks like. What do you know about that type of architecture? That type of thing?" And they'll tell us, "Oh, yes, it's blah blah blah." And by the way, you know, so and so lives there. I don't know. Maybe we'll get lucky. It's a reach, but...
No, I think it makes complete sense, Dorothy. It's an excellent idea. If nothing else, we can watch the house and see who comes in and comes out of it.
Oh, a stakeout. Grand idea. Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so you want to stop by one of the cafes?
Right, something within view of the house if we have...
dining.
Maybe, mm-hmm. You know, a block and a half, or let's say a block from that place. But as I said, they have these chairs and tables outside for you to have a cafe there or eat there outside, not inside the place. So you can from there easily see the residents. Now, the other thing is to remember that this time of the year is very dry and, you know, it's kind of pretty hot. So more the reason to eat outside, you know?
Right.
Okay. So, yes, someone comes to you and obviously he looks local and says something in Chinese.
I'm sorry, do you speak English?
Yes. English, French, Italian.
Oh, so excellent, excellent, yes. We're just tourists. We wonder if we could get a few menus.
Oh, sure. He then gives you menus that are in English and French.
Excellent. And as he comes out, I kind of make a show of, you know, such a lovely neighborhood, such a lovely city this is. Have you lived here all your life?
I work here. I'm not the owner.
No. Yes, yes, I understand. Yes, yes. I was just admiring the city. For instance, these houses over here, they're all so lovely. You know, can you tell me something about them? The architecture? Is it local? Is it perhaps some expatriates live here or this area? It's just lovely.
Okay. You know, after he needs to you know, go for prepare your coffee and your meals and whatnot, and in between he's talking to you, right? And he mentions that a lot of people from Europe and very few Americans live in this area.
Why would you say Americans?
Your accent. You are American, right?
But of course.
Yes. Yes, actually, over there, America, and he points to the residence that you have marked on the map. Over there, American lady, and a few more blocks that way, he points, you know, north. American family. So, yes, from everywhere. A lot of locals live here as well, but they work for the government and used to work for the king as well.
How interesting. You say that an American lives right there? I wonder what she does. What brought her here? Does she work for the government, you think?
Oh, no. She old lady.
You don't say. Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Man with glasses over there.
Yes.
And he points at the other residents, you know, the ones that you, the one that you are looking for.
Is that an old lady with glasses? I'm sorry.
No, the old lady lives a few blocks up north.
Oh, with her family. Gotcha.
And the residents that you are actually looking for, he says, that's where the guy with glasses lives. He says, guy with glasses. As if that was something.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Who does not work for the government, he says, or something. Yes. How interesting.
Yes. How is the coffee? Is it good?
Oh, delicious. And I'll say something in French. Show my cosmopolitan nature.
Oh, he will return some Mexi back, like... Oh, and then he's going to try a few more phrases with you in French.
Yeah, she has a 15 in French, so she's...
Yeah, you know, you can you can say a few things just for the moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's even better with the tourist thing if she's a little bit sloppy with her French. That's good.
Okay. What else, guys?
Well, I think we should go look at the house.
Yeah, if you guys could question this guy better than I could. I'm not sure he got too much information, except he's a male with glasses. Well, an American, I guess. We can – do you have a pretense if we go? I guess that's the question too, is what do we see any activity at all going on? Like people coming and going, Perhaps carrying jars of honey or something.
Since you're asking, make us put hearing rolls.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
Two.
Oh,
that's a better one.
You win.
Yep.
A couple of guys in a bike drive to the front door, and one of them gets off the bike and starts knocking at the door.
Do they look, Thai? Or I guess Siamese?
Yes. Okay. Totally. And one of them is banging on the door, looking through the window, with both his hands on his face, trying to, cover the light and try to look through the window, and then shakes his head to the other. And they don't look very happy, though.
And this, just to be clear, this is the address, the house with the address that we're looking for.
Yes.
I think perhaps I'm done eating now, Mr. Mm-hmm. Yes, Joseph, do you think perhaps we could take another drive?
Do you want to follow them? Or?
I think that's – it looks like they feel no one's home, and it might be our best lead right now. We can come back later to the actual house.
The other option is we – since no one is home, we go and look inside the house.
That's true. That's true.
But we should probably decide quickly.
Yes.
Cora?
What do you think, Cora?
Oh, lead on. Let's go.
Which way?
I'm afraid that we're going to get lost driving around. I'm so tired. My ankle hurts.
Says the guy that wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I thought we were just going right to the house.
Well, we watched it, and some guys came up and knocked on
the door. I saw that. Okay. Yeah, and that's when we were going to rush up and say, oh, good to see you.
To the guys.
See why they're there, unless they've left already.
Okay. I think
that's
we all
third approach.
I think we all had different ideas of what we were going
to
do.
Okay.
My thought is we go inside the house since we know it to be empty right now.
Oh, okay.
My thought was to follow the guys and see where they go and who's involved with this house. Now that we found it and we know it's empty, we can come back to it.
No, but, I agreed with reluctantly that the house is empty now, but it might not be empty later.
Mm. We could split again. No, the house is a better idea. Yes, yes.
All right, so we... Describe the house to us, Randall.
Front door, windows on both sides. There is a small bamboo fence in the entrance, right in front of the yard. Maybe the yard could be some 15, 20 meters away from the main door. The house is of... Two stories, two floors, and windows on both sides, windows in the front. Looks like it's got a backyard too.
Does it look like there's a gate or something in the front, or could we go?
Oh, yeah, but like alley? There's a gate in front, but you could see that the guys in the back didn't have any problems opening the gate and going to the door and knocking.
I guess the other problem is it's even though it's not, no longer morning, it is still daytime, with lots of people in this area. But well,
let's just go to the back door. I'm sure I'll be able to get us in quickly.
Sure, sure, sure.
Are you leaving
the
car?
Gate, go in, go around back.
Okay. Are you leaving the car there or right in front of the house?
Well, we didn't park right in front of the house. We parked near the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's where you're going to leave the car?
Yep. Where
okay.
It's busy.
So you were walking to the house.
Now, here's the big question, too. Is the car the only car, on the street? It seems like in a well-to-do area, we may not stand out quite so much that way either.
Yeah, there are a few more cars, but not that many. Maybe three.
Okay. But yeah, leaving it at the cafe is fine. Let's do it.
Okay. you go without any trouble. Do you want to go stealthy or do you want to openly go to the backyard?
I don't think we're playing tubas while walking there, but I think we're trying to, you know, make it seem casual while we're doing it.
Right. I don't think we need to sneak up from anyone that may be in the house, but we don't want to look like to the people on the street that we're breaking and entering.
Okay. So let's make let's leave it to lock to the side. Make a party lock roll.
I'm maxed out.
85.
Actually, no, I'm down to 81. I'm really dropping down the barrel.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. 18. So extreme success. Maybe hard for sure. Extreme, yeah.
Okay. So you go to the back. What do you want to do, Cora?
I wanna pick that lock in the back, or at least try the door, see if it's open, but I'm assuming it is, I'm gonna have to pick it.
Yes, it is closed.
All right. That is a 35 out of 59, so it's a regular success.
You easily open the door?
Yeah, I open the door and we slip inside.
Three of you at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't get stuck in the doorway, but yes.
Yes.
That's the same.
One at a time? Okay. Very good. So let's see what you find. Well, when you enter through the back, you get into the kitchen. I wouldn't say it looks fancy. Actually, you don't see a lot of precious things lying around, not in the kitchen, not on the corridor leads to the living room. Looks very plain, everything here. You know, that's a sensation that gives you. It is very plain. Like,
does it look like dusty or smell a little musty or perhaps the rotting odor of a dead body permeates the air? Something that, you know, it seems like someone's been gone for a while is what I was going for.
Yes, nothing like that.
Does it, more to the point, does it look like somebody actually lives here, or is it just a place that was maybe set up with, you know?
This is Trammell's place maybe when he comes to town. And he's not, because...
Well, you tell us. I mean, I don't know how we would know that, but I mean, does it look lived in, or is this like... Is there a lot of furniture? Is it...
No. Yeah, as I said, it looks very plain. There's, of course, you go around the kitchen and clearly someone lives here.
Okay. Yeah. There's trash in the trash can.
Trash, yeah, and it's fresh. You know, it's not like 1 month old or something like that.
Okay. And maybe, Trammell did.
You know, is there some garbage from breakfast, you'll think? Maybe some eggshells in the garbage from this morning?
Okay, Dorothy's going to try to go through the house to find an office or something like that. They might have a desk, a writing desk, something. There might be some correspondence.
Is there a... Shall we split up in the house?
I think that's smart.
Yes, yes.
As quickly as possible, we want to ransack the house. I mean, search the house without ransacking.
Make sure you cut open the feathery pillows and wave them about.
I assume you're joking.
Yes, yes.
So you're looking for an office. I'm going to see if there's a basement. Cora.
Okay.
No. I'll check the bedroom.
Okay. There's no basement. On the living room, K, kitchen, you don't find anything in particular. There are not even books here. There is no office either. A couple of rooms look quite empty, like they have never been used before, Dorothy. And Westmore, as you're looking down. On the second floor, you find the bedroom, Cora. And great. This is the place where it gives you the idea that someone actually lives here. Make some spot hidden rolls.
I'm initially looking at the curtains. That's not very good. I make another look, and that one passes. Regular success. And then with a small bit of luck, the second one passes with success. So I did three. Two of the three were successful. How many did you want me to do? Am I gone?
No, I can hear you.
No, we hear you. Oh, I hear you.
Okay.
Randall's muted.
So, yes, I was muted. Sorry. So what I was saying, that is fine. Do you want to call in the others, or do you want to do the search by yourself?
I think we split up Scooby-Doo style, so I don't...
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to take them a while to go, around the house. You do find a couple of things of interest. So there is... In a trunk in the bedroom, there is a phonograph. Right next to it, you do see several records, but they are all kind of, they look like they haven't been used in a while. But there is one that is sitting there on the phonograph. And you do recognize it, Cora. That's the record from De La Luz.
Right. Yes, I will definitely grab that. Oh wait, no, we've already listened to it, right? We already have a copy. I don't need to grab it. All right, I'm not going to grab it then because I don't want to advertise that we've been here. All right, is there anything else of interest in here?
Not over there, but you keep looking around, and right next to the bed, there is, you find some handkerchiefs and, lying right next to the bed, and they have been used, and, closer inspection tells you they have that. Recognize, yes, semen there.
Cora's aware, familiar with this smell.
Yes, dried semen there.
Yeah,
in the handkerchiefs. Although funny thing, there are at least four or five of them lying there, and they have two initials, D and L. All of them. Now that, we discussed throw the handkerchief back to the floor, as you're doing that, you are pretty sure there's something else under the bed.
All right. Well, something under the bed in this game could be a wide range of things from,
looks like a box.
There we go. That's fine. It's a puma.
It's a dirty handkerchief.
Creature with. All right.
Not sure which one of those is more horrifying.
Box I will definitely pull out. Yeah.
There's a wooden box, and as you pull it out, you open it, there are at least 12 vials. Six of them are empty,
Mm-hmm.
Six of them are still full. You do recognize them as Nectar, you have seen before.
Yep. All right. Well, I will close the box back up and put it where I found it and then try to go and find the others.
Before that, I'll give you a spot here and roll.
Okay. 02.
Okay. You do notice that the vials have different, the nectar is of different colors. Okay. Remember that the nectar that you found in LA was kind of bluish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although the one that you found in Mexico was more like, had an orange look.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the ones are the vials, and you can see the labels. They all say Malta. The ones are empty.
Okay.
The ones are still full are... And you see the bluish type of residual in the vials, right?
Mm-hmm. Like
dried already. But on the ones that are full, you find some letters in Siamese. You at this point, after one day of going around and getting lost in town, do recognize, but you don't you don't know what they mean, of course.
Right.
They are orange.
The paper is orange, or
the paper's orange?
No, the liquid. The they're full, right? They are not empty.
Oh, when you say letters, you don't mean like something you'd send in the mail. You mean there are letters like
writing
from the alphabet.
Yeah. Sorry. The labels. Labels has some written language, you know, some lettering, some lettering in Siamese, yes.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to grab this one and see if I can find some place to write down these letters or copy them as best I can, because I really don't want to take it, but I'm trying to find a piece of paper and pencil or something.
Okay. You can do that. Dorothy and Mr. Westmore, you don't find anything in particular, you know, you go through the place, the first floor, very quickly, and you see that Cora is taking longer, though.
Cora, where are you?
Upstairs.
Okay. Have we already gone through upstairs as well as downstairs?
No, you went through the whole place downstairs, but you haven't been upstairs.
Okay. Joseph, let's move our search.
Yep. Go upstairs.
Okay. Make a spot here and rolls, both of you.
Out of 45. Hard.
Just a moment.
Get a wrestle a puma.
Yeah, no. the light slowly went down in the room. I didn't realize how dark it was. It's like, I can't see those dice. That's a normal success for Dorothy.
Okay, so, as you're going into the room, you see Cora, you know, writing down something in a notepad or something. You look around the room. You see the handkerchiefs lying right next to her. Pretty much ignore them. And one of the corners, what seems to be there's another kind of box, but, you know, made out of bamboo, maybe, not a wooden box. And it calls your attention, seems to be some piece of cloth on top of it, and when you move away the piece of cloth on that box, you find a lot of money in the local cache. Some notes, which is what is being used here in CM, you know, with some lesser denominations mixed in, but a lot of money. And based on the things that you have acquired and the exchange of the rates at the hotel and all that, you believe that in that box there could be around $5,000
okay. In
local currency?
All right. I'll, after looking under the cache, just to make sure there's not something hiding under it, I'll put it back where I found it.
Okay.
It's a lot All of right. money here. What'd you find, Cora?
Well, I found some handkerchiefs over there, but I wouldn't pick them up if I were you. And then these vials, they're the nectar, the substance that we've been sort of doggedly sort of following. These colors here are normal, but there's some letters here in the local language. I just want to copy them down before we go.
So Randall, the blue residue, there's three colors or four?
Two colors.
Two, blue and yellow, or orange.
Blue and orange. And the blue ones say Malta.
Okay. And the orange one has Siamese letters.
Right.
Oh, all right. Well, this must be a sample of the nectar from Malta and a sample of nectar from here.
Hey, can you all just check to make sure I've got these letters right?
Take a look.
Yeah, if we can make some kind of roll to reinforce things.
Basically, just drawing to us.
Yeah, you can. Someone that passes an idea is good enough.
Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, they looks pretty good. Much the same.
Looks good. We should hurry, though. We should hurry. While you finish up here, I'll go. Come on, Joseph. Let's look at the rest of the upstairs.
Yeah, we split up and search the other rooms upstairs.
All right.
Okay. So I said pretty much the same as you found on the first floor. It looks like the other rooms haven't been used.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's talk about things on the way. Mm-hmm. No reason to linger.
So let's be careful leaving out the back door.
Maybe there's a back gate that would be convenient.
Cora, can you relock that thing that you so easily unlocked?
I don't know how that works, actually. Can you relock a lock?
Sure.
I'll give it a try.
You picked it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You can close the room.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard success.
Okay. Cool. You leave the place, back to the car?
Yep. We kind of take a roundabout route to get to it, just in case.
Okay. So let's break here quickly. And just to close the session today, let's go to the others. Guys, is there anything in particular you want to do once you get back to the hotel? I'm talking to Elliot, the father, and Maria.
Probably argue over whether it's a good idea to go tonight or wait and go tomorrow.
Right.
Right.
Strategize.
Right.
Okay. So I guess, you know, after a while, your friends don't come back. It's been almost 5 hours. You are sitting there outside of the hotel. Make a spot here rolls.
18 is a hard success.
Ooh, 95 is a fail.
Yep, failure.
Okay. Maria, as you're there on the you're not outside of the hotel. You're kind of on the lobby. There, kind of having a drink or something on the bar next to it. if you want, or if you want to eat or whatever you want to do there. You're still waiting for your friends, as I said, they haven't come back, and someone waves at you.
Waves?
Yes.
What sort of someone? Or do you want to call it there?
That's someone that was outside the honey shop that gives you the thumbs up.
Oh.
With a big smile. And that's where we're going to stop for tonight.
Awesome.
Super good.
Already. Already.
Oh, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Randall.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Randall.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Later, all.
Bye.